top stories this evening. A Cairns nurse is under observation in hospital over fears that she may have the Ebola virus. 57-year-old Sue Ellen Kovac recently returned from Sierra Leone, where she'd been working as a volunteer for the Red Cross. Medical authorities say there's no risk to the Cairns community or anyone who flew on the same plane. Blood test results are due either late tonight or early tomorrow morning.
Australia has dropped its first bombs on an Islamic State target in Iraq in a move the Prime Minister says will help push back the terrorist group. A Super Hornet fighter jet dropped two bombs on what the military calls an IS facility. US airstrikes have also hit IS targets in Rabadi, Mosul and Kirkuk overnight.
Firefighters are yet to gain control of a blaze which broke out this morning on a livestock carrier berthed in Fremantle. One of the ship's 50 crew is in a critical condition at Fremantle Hospital with burns and smoke inhalation. Another two people are in a stable condition at the hospital.
And the South Sydney Rabbitohs NRL Grand Final celebrations have continued with the players receiving a hero's welcome at Sydney's Town Hall. A huge crowd turned out to watch as Mayor Clover Moore presented the South team with the keys to the city.